I'm Phil Nee with a look at WRCO Sports. The Richland Center girls softball team stayed in first place in the Southwest Conference with a walk-off win against visiting Dodgeville last night. The Hornets avenged a 10-0 loss at the Dodgers' home park with last night's 4-3 win. The game was tied at 1 going into the 7th before Dodgeville played at 2 runs to take a 3-1 advantage. The Hornets started the dramatic rally when Tatum Razick walked with one out. With two outs, number 9 hitter Ava Martin laced an RBI single to make the score 3-2 as Razick scored. Abigail Williams then stepped to the plate and drove a 2-run home run that cleared the fence in center field, and the Hornets celebrated a big win. Williams capped off a big night at the plate as she went 3-for-4 with 2 triples and a home run.
Today was a great game. It was definitely a little bit stressful, but my dad and mom always told me to give 100% no matter what, and they'd always be proud of me. My coaches have been along my side through it all, helping me get better. So I just want to thank everyone and our team for making this such a special game and winning today.
Boy, it was a win. Did you have any doubts when you're going into the seventh inning and you're down by 2 runs?
I definitely had some doubts, but somehow, some way, last year during regionals, we magically won. Thank God. So I believe that we could figure it out some way or another today.
Abigail talked about the team's goals.
I'm really, really hoping we can take first in conference this year. We haven't done it in 30 years, so I'm pretty excited, and hopefully we can do that.
The game featured two talented young pitchers. Dodgeville freshman Michaela Lathrop suffered the loss after striking out 11 and walking 2 while giving up 6 hits. Richland Center's sophomore Kyrie Fisher walked 2, yielded 6 hits, and struck out 15. She now has over 200 strikeouts this season and 472 for her high school career. With the 4-3 win, Richland Center now 6-2 in the league, with two very tough games coming up at the end of the week. They'll host Prairie du Chien Thursday and travel to Platteville Friday. The Richland Center softball team has not won a conference title in 30 years. Right now, 6-2 is their record this morning. Prairie du Chien at 4-3. So one more win by the Hornets would at least secure a share, it appears. Prairie du Chien, if they would win out, would also have a chance at the conference championship outright. Platteville, Dodgeville, both 4-4. Lancaster, 4-5. And River Valley at 2-6 in conference play. Following the game, I talked to Hornets softball coach Jamie Gander about the win.
Pretty emotional game. We were getting a little down on ourselves. We pulled them in there the last 2 innings and just told them, you know, we've been here before. And, this team's got a lot of grit. We got a lot of good things going on. We struggled again with hitting tonight, and we've been working our tails off at it. And we just got to get that figured out here. And we'll keep working at it, you know. But all in all, great group effort. Kai had a good night again. Had some good plays in the field and one step closer.
The team has got a little bit of work yet to do.
2 big games yet this week, and then, see what we can do. But that really helped us taking that step towards what we want to do this year. And, Prairie's going to bring everything they got again on Thursday, and so is Platteville. Nothing's going to be easy from here on out.
Platteville lost to Lancaster last night by a score of 9-7. And on Monday night, Prairie du Chien suffered its third loss of the year with that 5-0 win by River Valley. Other games in softball, it was Riverdale 16-0 over Kickapoo, River Ridge 22-6 over Boscobel. A doubleheader win for Fenimore 15-0 and 13-8 over Southwestern in the SWAL. Seneca 5, Royal 4, Hillsboro 15-9 over North Crawford, Westby 5, and Bangor 1. Also in baseball action, Trevor Westfall suffered the loss as DeSoto won 10-0 last evening. Blake Bingham, Isaac Jennings, and Brady Westfall each had a single for Weston. They lost a couple of times on errors as well during the game and fell 10-0. Elsewhere, it was a win for Richland Center over North Crawford, 5-3 in that non-conference game. And Iowa Grant edged Riverdale in a quick game last night, 1-0 the final score. In a wild game in the Swall, Mineral Point 25, Fenimore 12, Cuba City 11-5 over Southwestern. Seneca shut out Royal 10-0, Hillsboro 9, New Lisbon Nisida 0. It was a win for Argyle Blackhawk over Highland 12-2, Platteville 16-13 over River Ridge. Girls soccer, Dodgeville Mineral Point 4-1 over Galena, Reedsburg shut out Sauk Prairie by a score of 3-0. This week, the Richland Center golf team was busy on Monday. Here is Coach Jamie Johnson.
We're over at Wild Rock, which is over in the Dells. It's just a fabulous course for our kids to be able to get the experience to play on. They actually some of them played on it earlier this year. It was a good day. It was finally a decently warm day, a little cool to start, but not so windy. Our scores improved from a month ago for our guys. So that's always good to see. There's a lot of great competition there. It's great to see these unbelievable top golfers in the state. We're at this. You've got Middleton and Onalaska, Wanakee and McFarland, some of those top-notch teams. A kid from Winneconne was 5-under through, 14 holes or whatever. I don't know how he finished up. Didn't go back and check, but it's just great for our kids to have that kind of exposure and an opportunity to play on a course like that.
Richland Center golf coach Jamie Johnson. Speaking of golf, Quail Run, Tuesday men's golf league action last night. Steve Sosina had a 38, including a birdie on hole 2. Brian McCarville with a 40, including a birdie on hole 8. 41s for Brent Montre, Rich Barron-Cott, and Jeff Frazier. Rich had a birdie on hole 6 and hole 8, and Joe Halverson with a 42 score last night. Other golfers with holes played under par, Gage Wirtz with a birdie on hole 1, Merle Jones on 1 with a birdie, and Ken Nick Sr. birdied hole 2. Also, Wally Wachter birdied hole 6. Birdies on hole 8 for Eli Cannon, Steve Swanson, and Jim Johnson. Flag prize winners, Mel Cook, the shortest drive on hole 2. Jeff Frazier, the closest to the pin on hole 3. Ray Lindvig, longest putt on hole 4. Wally Wachter, closest second shot on hole 6. And Ken Nix Sr., the longest drive from the white tees on hole number 8. The Brewers got a home run from a man hitting 181, Joey Ortiz, in a 6-4 victory over the Padres last night. Ortiz hadn't gone deep in almost 10 months. Bryce Terang, Sal Frelick, and Ortiz each drove in 2 runs. Milwaukee scored 5 times in the 4th inning while claiming a 5th straight win. Rookie Brandon Sproat won for the first time. Jacob Mizorowski is scheduled to start tonight's game against the Padres. Manager Pat Murphy says the team has been treading water nicely with some of its big guns being gone.
Obviously, when any team has their 3 of their top 5 hitters out, makes it tough. We played some games with 4 of our top 5 hitters out. It's difficult. It's half your team. Like I said, other guys step up and nobody's going to feel sorry for you. So I'm proud that we withstood that and now hopefully get some games under Yelly's belt and get him back in a groove.
Other games last night, Atlanta beat the Cubs 5-2, Pittsburgh 3-1 over Colorado, it was Washington 10, Cincinnati 4, San Francisco 6-2 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Cleveland 3, the Angels 2, Yankees 6-2 over Baltimore, White Sox 6, Kansas City 5, Tampa Bay 7, Toronto 6, Seattle 10-2 over Houston. Interleague play, Philadelphia 2-1 over Boston, Minnesota 3, Miami nothing, the Mets 10-2 over Detroit, Texas 7 and Arizona 4, and St. Louis 6-4 over the Athletics. In the NBA last night, the Spurs over Minnesota 126-97. The NBA has reportedly completed its investigation and handed down no penalties for the Bucks. The league examined the way the franchise handled Giannis Antetokounmpo's injury, holding him out of games while the star said he wanted to play. Giannis was out of the lineup for the past 15 games of the season. Milwaukee said he was dealing with a hyperextension of his left knee and a bone bruise. Jim Ozarski, who's a media person who's been following the Bucks for years, talked about the Giannis situation.
I don't think they're waiting for him to do anything. He's under contract. If Giannis is on the team come October 1st, that means the team obviously decided not to trade him and to continue to try to retool around him, and he'll sign an extension just like he did to 23 and 20. And this is a Bucks decision, and now I don't believe they really want to move him. I think if they really did, we might have seen that in February.
And it won't be easy for the Packers to improve upon their 2025 record because their schedule is rated the third toughest in the NFL. One of the problems is that the NFC North is so strong and that no team finished below 500. Green Bay opponents had a 155-133 record with one tie. The Bears are going to face the toughest schedule. Opposing teams are known, but the official details of the 26 NFL schedule won't be released until tomorrow. I'm Phil Nee with a look at WRCO, WRCE Sports.